for the hen. It's got a little bit of the rooster sound and a little bit of the clucking hen sound. So let's start with the old rooster there. Here we go.
Come on, 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 come on
also an entirely poultry in motion.
Leslie? Well, I'll tell you what, I guarantee there is a shortage of chicken after that Super Bowl. We ate chicken, I ate chicken. Gosh, I eat chicken 3-4 times a week, I bet.
That chicken's the only good one you can eat before it's born or after it's dead.
Love that chicken. So which one did come first, chicken or egg?
So chicken's for breakfast.
Okay. Sometimes I can't hear you.
The wings for dinner.
When you get to talk about chicken, sometimes I just can't keep up.
I start thinking about chicken.
I think a mile, fly away.
That's a good medley for you. I'll fly away after that.
Hey, how about old Oscar Fortune?
Tricks he used to have, but some of his singing songs are really good. Obviously, we didn't do it on there, but Gid also used to have a really cool little falsetto that he used to throw in on a lot of Skillet Liquor tunes, and that was always a lot of fun to listen to. We've got another little singer coming up for you right here.
Little.
I call him Little. I think his mama used to call him Little back
when I was little one time.
He's got one for you picked out by a fellow named Oscar Ford. I think we've talked about Oscar Ford before up here, but Oscar was a fiddler and also a singer. wasn't much of a fiddler, but as far as his singing, well, he wasn't much of a singer either, but he really had cool tunes.
Great tunes. Though.
Great tunes.
He sang like a Billy Goat, if you
hear it. I'll see if I can't do a little Oscar for
him. Just a little homage. That's all.
I'll throw it in there.
But the cool thing about Oscar is if you go back and dig through some of the old Georgia tunes, Oscar, when he recorded in Atlanta, always had Riley Puckett back him up on guitar, and he either had Clayton McMahon or Lou Stokes backing him up on fiddle. So he usually kept a pretty good little backup band with him.
Pretty good.
As I guess. The way I figured is Oscar may have been the one bringing the liquor. It's the only thing I figured. You know?
I think so. It's Ford Model A.
Yeah.
From the top, boys. I was born on a southern farm, way down in Georgia, way down there on the cotton corn, way down in Georgia. Take me away right back up to way down in Georgia. I just want to go to my own, Georgia's my home. Robert is as all the artists that we try to feature here for you, is definitely a torch carrier for traditional country music. So y'all stick around, and we'll open up the open mic now. How about you?
Yeah. Okay, our first guest has been here before at the Root Natty. He's a Root Natty regular, and real dedicated to fiddle music. And so I'd like to welcome to the stage Mr. Jim Sims from Tennessee.
Tonight. tonight is introduce some of the fiddlers from my home region, and that's the region of East Tennessee. And I was born and raised up in... Oh, we got some Tennesseans up there? People heard of Tennessee? All right. And so the fiddler I'd like to tell you about is Charlie Bowman. And he was born in 1889 in Gray Station, Tennessee, but about 10 to 15 miles from where I was born. Had a long and storied career. He was signed early on with the Hillbillies, which was a group that Al Hopkins put together. And he played with the Hillbillies and the Buckle Busters. It was just a joint type of branding, as it were. And then after a very good career, went up to New York City, recorded in 1926, as well as some other times, of course. And then he ultimately ended up down here in Georgia. He played a lot with John Carson, and again, Clayton McMichen and a lot of the Georgia people around here, and lived until about 1962, and was living down in Union City, and then passed away there, and was buried in Fairburn, and I just found that out today. There's a great book on him by Bob Cox, who actually worked at the Eastman Kodak plant with my dad, and I'd be happy to lend you a copy of it, but my cat had a urinary tract infection and pissed all over it. Love that cat. Tastes just like chicken. So anyway, when I found out he was buried in Fairburn, I actually went down there and saw his grave. Played him a little tune, which did not seem quite as ridiculous as it does now that I'm telling you. But anyway, so the tune I'm going to attempt is East Tennessee Blues by Charlie Bowman.
Here. learned from the playing of James Bryan from Alabama. And I can't remember who he said he learned it from, but he added a third part to it. So this is a three-part tune. And we'll see. It's kind of a hard one for me, so hopefully we can pull it off. Called Farewell Trauma. I failed to mention that.
All right, close enough.
Could have saved them, but you know, it's coming up. Save them. Here they are, Wild Tie Guys for you. All otherwise known, aka Stone Mountain Wobblers and the Hickhoppers, and other guests up here. Micah Spence, Evan Kenny, my son, mother sons, Mo and Mickey. Have at it, boys.
Bust down.
Tune called I'll Rise with the Rooster.
soon wear a pile. I'm gonna be gonna go to put on the road, go put on golden shoes. Our eyes when the rooster crows, our eyes when the rooster crows.
Yeah.
I'm going down south, but sunshine's hot down where sugarcane grows. Our eyes when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sunshine.
Jackson Key. They come all the way down from Jackson.
Jackson, Georgia.
Jackson, Georgia. We sure appreciate that. We appreciate all the folks who came up here and played today for you on that open mic right there. The Ty guys and Judy and Dean with their assistant, Mr. Mick Kennedy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're ready for the prime time right here. He's got to get his belt adjusted. All right. How many of you out there watch RFD TV? I don't even know if I got that in Atlanta. Yeah, okay. Right there. Rural Farm Development TV. They got a little program on that station. It's called Cumberland Highlanders. And it's a good one. If you haven't never checked it out, these boys up there have a little festival up on Jerusalem Bridge, Campbell Mercer and them, and they'll always show little live clips from the what's going on up there as far as the festivities. And so I like checking it out just because it's good entertainment. It's got old-time and bluegrass musicians that come across the stage. But I really enjoy it when they feature Robert Montgomery here. I've seen him on there a couple of times, and it's always fun to hear Robert. I've known Robert over the years. Robert seems like he's just been around, I guarantee, as long as I've been around, ever since I can remember. Robert, when did you start? When you was about 14, 15?
Yeah, I've been about right.
14 or 15. Now, Robert, he comes out of the vein of good, old, traditional country music. A lot of the cracker stuff we play out of Georgia, but I'd have to say Robert really keys in, and I'm sure he can explain better, but it seems like a lot of the Uncle Dave Macon and Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys and a lot of them folks would come out of that little Nashville, Tennessee era back in the 40s, and that is the 30s, I guess, but real fine music. I'm going to get out of the way, but I wish y'all would make welcome from Moulton, Alabama, Mr. Robert Montgomery.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And what a pleasure it is to be here. I hope everybody's having a good time. And I hope I don't put a stop to that. I'll do the best I can not to. And I'd like to say how much I've been enjoying sitting over here listening to this music. I hate to get up here and play now. I wish I'd have done my part and then get that, because it's going to be a letdown no matter how good I do after all of that. That was fine. And, yes. And we're going to get to... We're going to get them Georgia crackers back up here, and we're all going to do some here after a while. But I wish every one of them groups that was up here on the open mic would have done two numbers apiece instead of one, because I like every one of them. But Kenneth was right about the sort of the old time stuff. I sort of learned what I know from listening to Uncle Dave Macon and Grandpa Jones and some of them. We'll get right on in with the music, and we'll talk a little bit as we go along, but we'll start off with one of Grandpa Jones's old tunes, old dog song, because we've done chicken songs and rooster songs and everything else, so we're going to do a dog song now. Old Rattler. Well, I ain't done it yet. You saved that. You wasted all now. I won't get none after it's over. Old Rattler was an old dog, fine as he could be. Every night at supper time, I believe that dog could see. Hey, Rattler, come, come, hey, Rattler, here. Oh, Rattler from the barn, hey, Rattler, here. Now, Rattler treed the other night, and I thought he treed a coon. When I come to find it out, he's barking at the moon. Oh, hey, Rattler, come, come, hey, Rattler, here. Oh, Rattler from the barn, hey, Rattler, here. Buzzard eggs hatched out one old crow. Oh, here, Rattler, come, come, here, Rattler, here. Call Rattler from the barn, here, Rattler, here. Now, Grandpa had a muley cow, muley when she was born. It took a jaybird 40 years to fly from horn to horn. Oh, here, Rattler, come, come, here, Rattler, here. Call Rattler from the barn. Here at the head.
right along here into one of Uncle Dave's tunes. Well, since we were talking about Uncle Dave a while ago, Uncle Dave Macon was one of the great entertainers of old-time music back in those days. You know, there were a whole lot of people that were good at entertaining people. There's not so many of that. There's not so much of that out there these days, don't seem like. Most of you new people in music, you know, they mainly just sing and might as well be listening to the record of them. You know, they may have some smoke and stuff to keep you distracted, but back in them days, people would sing funny songs and do crazy things and all that. Get tenor, like they was talking about. He was one of the greats, and Uncle Dave Macon was sure enough one of the greats. He would throw his banjo around in the air and things like that, and I'm going to try to do a little bit of that kind of shenanigans here after a while. But one of his songs, I guess he may have wrote this song. It's a little love song, you might call it. You listen close to the words to it. My wife's not here tonight, so I get to sing this one. I don't sing it very much anymore. But this one's one called Give Me Back My $5. Now, y'all listen close now. Some of y'all may know exactly what this is talking about here. A little bit cheaper on Uncle Dave than it was any of y'all, I'm sure. But still, listen close to it. We decided to get married, my little girl and I. The day I bought the license, I let my freedom fly. We walked up to the preacher and said yes to all he said. And if I had to do it again, I'd shoot myself instead. Oh, give me back my $5 I paid for a wife. I was a fool to pay someone to sentence me for life. First month she was sweet as melon on the vine. I thought it was my lucky day when I asked her to be mine. She looks a doggone pretty, she likes to tuck my bread. But when I saw my mother-in-law, I darn I choked me dead. Oh, give me back my $5 I paid for a wife. I was a fool to pay someone to sentence me for life. Took her to her home up east and I told her to see the sights. She'd come in about daylight, oh, where do you spend your nights? She'd bought out half the city, silk dresses and gold braids. I could have bought the Brooklyn Bridge with half the debts I paid. Give me back my $5 I paid for a wife. I was a fool to pay someone to sentence me for life. Single men stay single, for marriage is baloney. It would break a millionaire to pay her alimony. Single men stay single, don't marry a wife. A bachelor's life is heaven compared to married life. My $5 I paid for a wife. I was a fool to pay someone to send us me for life. Tune here and rest my voice and rest y'all's ears a little bit. Y'all probably got to the breaking point there. With a little old Joe Clark. Thank you. I'm going to grab the guitar here, try to break up the monotony a little bit. We'll, do one or two or three maybe of the old tunes from one of the, or a couple of the fellas, I should say, that were contemporaries, you might say, of Uncle Dave Macon. Played a lot of music with him and alongside him. The boys from sunny Tennessee, Sam and Kirk McGee. Some of y'all maybe, yeah. They were on the Grand Ole Opry for many years. Back from the time it first started. One of Sam McGee's tunes, Sam was one of the, what you might say, the original people that played the thumb style guitar, you know, with the finger style guitar with the thumb pick and the two finger picks, you know, that people like Merle Travis and Chet Atkins and people like that went on to make the style sort of like that famous, you might say, but Sam was doing it long before they were. One of his most famous tunes is one called the Railroad Blues, so we'll try to play a little of that. Thank you.
someone that you knew was true blue tonight. Got you on my mind. See me that good. I can't see a thing. I can't see y'all nothing now, so. If y'all decide to go home, tell me, because I'm not going to be able to tell you. Now, this is one that they recorded originally back in the 20s, and it was one of their biggest numbers, I would say, and Grandpa Jones recorded it later on. I sort of learned it from Grandpa, and I was starting to learn how to play. There's one called "How Many Biscuits Can You Eat?" Good old eating song, yeah. Now, how many biscuits can you eat this morning, this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this morning, this morning? How many biscuits can you eat? 49 and a ham of meat this morning for breakfast so soon. Thank you.
Country music we'll ever see. This one is technically, I guess you'd say this is a Roy Acuff song because it came out on the Roy Acuff record, but I don't even think Roy was on the record when they cut this. Fella named Dynamite Hatcher done the singing on this, who also sang on the original record Roy made of the Wabash Cannonball, which was one of his big hits, but Roy didn't sing on that one either when they originally cut it. But this is one Roy sang on, the fella named Red Jones. He usually played the bass in the band. He picked the guitar on this number when they cut it originally. And it was a great number, an old time country blues tune called Steamboat Whistle Blues. And I'm gonna try, I may get lost on this, but if I do, ain't nobody here but us, we'll just quit and play something else. But this is sort of how the record sounded. Thought I heard that steamboat whistle blow. Thought I heard that steamboat whistle blow. Blows like he never blowed before. Across the river, I fell fast asleep. When I woke, it had shackles on my feet. I said, Judge, what might be my fine? I said, Judge, what might be my fine? 60 days, get away on down that line. I can't hear that steamboat whistle blow. All right. waiting on that so you could leave, wasn't he? That's why I was going to save it for the end. I forgot about it, I've done it, I guess. Yeah, I'll try a little of that. This is sort of the way I saw a movie of Uncle Dave Macon. He was in a movie out in Hollywood, a sure enough movie, you know, that was something for a hillbilly singer in them days, wasn't it? But he was in a movie back about 1940, and he done a bunch of stuff where he drove the banjo around and playing it, and he jumped up and down with it and played it with his hat and all this kind of stuff. And I seen that when I was 8 or 9 years old, you know, and I thought that was really something. You know,
what was the name of that movie, Rob?
Grand Ole Opry was the name of the movie. That it didn't really have much to do with the Grand Ole Opry, but that was the name of it. But I guess Uncle Dave was on the Grand Ole Opry, so that made a little bit of sense there. But anyway, I can't do all that Uncle Dave did, but this is just a little sampling of what you might have seen some of the stuff he would have done, you know. And we'll do one called Get Along Home Sandy is one we'll do. Well, it's worse than the other name. Well, you all see my Cindy, she's living way down south. She's so pretty, honey, baby, she's warm around her town. Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now. And here's sometimes, Cindy, get along home. Ain't we sing that all the time, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. I don't know why. why I thought of that. I just had to think of that. I'm going to do a little gospel song that I've got recorded on a CD. I do have a few CDs over here. Got a very limited supply, so if you want one, please don't hesitate. You might miss out. Once I run out of my limited supply, I'll have to go back out to the van and get my second limited supply, and you don't want to wait on me to do that. If you haven't done your Valentine's Day shopping, nothing says I love you like one of my CDs. My wife will love me when I get back home if I've sold a few of them. So you might help me out on Valentine's Day anyway. But this is one called Matthew 24. It's one of the old tunes that Molly O'Day recorded. It was originally written by a harmonica player and a guitar player that recorded back in the 20s. His name was Lonnie Glosson. He wrote this song. But I believe the time is coming for the Lord to come again. I believe the end is near in every door. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. We are living, surely living in the days he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day. Let's be ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him, saying, tell us when these things are going to be. Jesus answered, be ye watchful, let each one be free from sin, and take care that no man never shall ye deceive. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of times is near. Many earthquakes will be numerous in these days. All of these we now are having, and in Matthew it appears. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. We are living, surely living in the days he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day. Let's be ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Thank you. Thank you. That's one of the real old time gospel tunes there. I pick a little instrumental on the guitar again here. I don't know if I've done the first one yet, but I'll pick one on the guitar. I'll put it that way. And this one is one called I Don't Love Nobody. That's not for Valentine's Day, is it? That's sort of the anti-Valentine's song. Thank you. good old time tunes tonight, and this is one that's just as old as anything we've had the pleasure of hearing tonight, I'm sure. This one goes back a long way. It's called the Arkansas Traveler.
Servant, he said, then he asked what it meant. He told
give me back my old boat, and I'm gonna sail it till float, 'cause I got them big river blues. Now I'm gonna say goodbye, and if I sink, just let me die, Lord, I got them big river blues. If my boat sinks with me, I'll go down, don't you see, Lord, I got them big river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals, times are better there, I'm told, when I get them big river blues.
I'm a good one to break them in, honestly.
Yeah.
They ever,
they ever make it back after that, you will never listen to about anything.
That's our game. Well, I just want to say thanks for coming, and I'd also like to take this time to thank Steve for having everybody come in here and providing a place for traditional music and really all of the music that Steve brings through here. It's really a delight, and I'm awfully proud to know that Atlanta has a place that that caters to this type of music. Now the other thing I'd like to do is brag on ourselves while I got your attention. But what I'd like to say is we really truly hope y'all enjoy the artists that we've been bringing your way each month. The three of us each participate. We work real hard to try to find y'all some of the real musicians that we know out there, whether they be friends or friends of a friend. We're trying to keep the level up high so that you guys could brag on us and brag on this place. And maybe tell folks to, you know, keep coming out and supporting this style, and I guarantee we'll work hard at trying to keep the talent level up like Mr. Robert Montgomery for y'all. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right up by 65.
Middle state.
Well, north. It's north. northwest corner of Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm across about 45 minutes to the west of Huntsville.
Goodness, that's almost California.
That's right, nearly way out west. That's how come I wore these boots.
He's a Westie.
Yeah,
I'm a Westie.
Nothing for me to do when the work's all done this
way. Bluegrass banjo for y'all. Just for one, we just want to hear it.
Can you pick that out?
What is it?
The Grand Ole Opry song?
Oh, you ever played a Jimmy Martin song?
You ain't here today. We get a little 5-3 banjo
over
there.
Okay,
so
can we pick off?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
All right. Yeah, okay, fast.
Thank you.
instrumental on there.
Don't y'all want to hear that banjo one more time?
Bluegrass style. So we'll do one called the Lonesome Road Blues, going down the road of feeling bad.
Feeling good.
Also known as.
I'm on my long journey home. I lost all my money, but a $2.
more for you, and then we're going to let y'all get on back to your houses and take showers and whatever it is you do. Long journey home and such. What do y'all feel like you want to hear? Any requests out there? Or?
Z-Man, Robert Montgomery, Steve's Live Music, Sandy Springs, Georgia, 2/5/2013, FOB, DFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shep, CCM4Vs, Lunatech, V2, Benchmark, 82K, Sound Devices, 722, 7 feet from stage, 6.5 feet in the air, in the sweet spot for show number 25 of 2013. Happy birthday, Craig Davis.